Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show is brought to you by the great folks over at touringplans.com. Now, seriously, if you're looking for the perfect gift to give a Disney fan during this holiday season, how about a premium subscription to touringplans.com? That subscription is good for one full year, and it's going to save them hours in line out at the Disneyland Resort or down at Walt Disney World. This truly shows that person that you're thinking about them and you want them to have the best Disney vacation possible. This is a very inexpensive gift that will pay off all year long. And to do this, to get more information, check out our friends over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 394 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Thanks so much for downloading the show, and let's talk some Disney here today to kick off the weekend. Joining me from a Disney World After All.com and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Just getting ready for the holidays. It's certainly a trial and tribulation, definitely. Just getting ready and ready to relax. That's basically what I'm looking forward to, is just being off for Christmas and being ready to relax.
But you do realize right now it's like officially, because it's, you know, what, we're about 10 days out, a little less, and it's that, you know, we have like this weekend coming up, and then
the mad dash,
the hectic week right before Christmas. Yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong for the next about 8 or 9 days.
I know, that's why I said I'm looking forward to that. Not, I don't want to shop. I'm done with the malls. I'm done with all that. I just want to relax. I want to enjoy my Christmas. That's all I want.
See, this is the point where folks that like to do the online shopping, but they hate to do the real shopping, start to get paranoid, because now things aren't going to get shipped in time, and
right,
you have to actually go to a mall or a Walgreens or a Walmart, and it is just, it's not pretty.
It is not pretty. Trust me, not even close. So if you have your Christmas shopping done before now, you're in a much better boat than the majority of us, including myself, that, you know, yeah, is not done yet. So...
Well, if not, you're going to get a chia pet.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. Did you see my post on Facebook like a couple weeks ago? Like, what is it about Christmas that makes people think, I'm going to get that person a chia pet?
It's desperation is what it is.
Like, it's like one of those
desperation.
like, you know, what makes you think, you know, I'm going to get mom a sweater. I'm going to get, you know, dad, you know, this magazine. I'm going to get Uncle Bob a chia pet. I mean, okay, what is the biggest slap in the face ever? Look, I got you a chia pet in the shape of SpongeBob SquarePants. I mean,
it's the pottery that grows, man. I mean,
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I just don't know what it's giving. So, I don't get the chia pet. And if you've given a chia pet as a gift, please tell me why on Twitter.
Oh, you know, that's funny, though. But I will tell you, and we are going to get onto the Disney talking in a second, but I actually had to run up to our 24-hour Walgreens here in Florissant a couple years ago, because we were doing some last-minute wrapping and ran out of tape, so I had to go pick up tape. I'm telling you, you need to go to Walgreens at about 10 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve. You will see people, I mean, you see people justifying anything as a gift for somebody. I mean, like, this extension cord, perfect for grandpa, you know? It's a riot.
This is just what grandma wanted.
Exactly. That's it. I knew it.
It is. It's a treat. So make sure, you know, hey, I know you go to candlelight service on Christmas Eve, but I'm telling you, swing past Walgreens, see a bunch of paranoid people that have no clue what to buy anybody. And you know what? You only have an hour left. I mean, it is priceless. Lots of chia pets going through the scanners, I'm just saying. So anyway, let's get our next friend introduced. And I'm sure her presents are all wrapped beautifully. And sitting under the tree, we have Debbie. What's up, Deb?
I know, it's a sickness.
See, she would. Yeah, she's been done since Halloween.
I'm organized. Yeah. I think there's a therapy group or something that I should.
There's got to be.
Oh, I start shopping the day after Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh, see, that's sick.
Oh,
that is
my
bad.
Goodness.
That's wrong. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Every time when I find a little this or a little that, I just kind of tuck it away. So by the time Christmas is there, I'm not going around buying chia pets for people.
I'm so getting you guys all chia pets.
Right? Hello.
That's right. I'm not shopping until 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve just so I can get you guys just the right gift. Oh, Lord. All right. Let's get our third friend introduced here. She's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
Well, I have a few things I need to talk about. First of all, Amazon Prime, you need to get it. Hello. You order and stuff shows up at your door in 2 days.
Nice.
2 days, people. Come on. I did it a few years ago for the first time over Christmas. I joined Amazon Prime. And it was the best thing I've ever done, and I've never given it up. I love it. So anyways, just saying. And another thing is, I'm in Walt Disney World right now.
Yay!
I know, right? I'm loving it. And I don't know that I've talked about this, but we are staying at three different resorts during this trip. I know, because we're here for a while. We're staying at the Grand Floridian, we're staying at Wilderness Lodge Villas, and we're staying at the Beach Club. So three totally different Disney experiences. So look for my tweets. They're out there. Hopefully I'm tweeting.
Hey, don't forget to use the Dreamcatcher part of the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app so we can see your pictures right there in the stream.
Absolutely. I'm going to be posting an abundance of holiday cheer. So
very good.
That's right. For us that are frantic at Walgreens, you know. At least
we can. I know. I'll be thinking about, like, on Christmas Eve when we're seeing the Osborne lights and the illuminations with the holiday tag, I'll be thinking of all y'all at Walgreens.
You'll be checking in at World Showcase. You'll check in at World Showcase Lagoon. I'll check in at Walgreens of Florissant.
So right, exactly. It'll be a little different.
Anyway, well, let's get to our Disney talk today. And, you know, the holidays bring out, I guess, the best in us. But we're gonna talk about plussing the holiday experience set at Walt Disney World. So, you know, the holidays are a great time to visit Walt Disney World. But if we had the power to do something, how would we improve what's down there right now? I mean, you have the Osborne Spectacle of Lights, you know, maybe we want to make that better somehow, or maybe a dining experience, you know, what else? But we're going to talk about what we do to even make, you know, the holiday experience that much better down at Walt Disney World. So let's go the opposite direction today and go with Pam first. So Pam, what might you do to make the experience better this year?
So one of the things that I would do if I were going to plus the holiday experience is to create some attractions with more holiday overlays.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. You know, Disneyland still does this more than Disney World, I think, because really Disney World doesn't do it at all anymore since the Country Bears is gone. So I had a few thoughts here. I'm sure that will come as some surprise to people. But anyways, so what I have is I would like to see a Soarin' over the holidays at Epcot. I think that you lot of fun stuff you could do with that. There's some great holiday shots that you could get from places across the U.S. And I think that would be a really cool thing to see. I mean, you could see the tree in Rockefeller Center. You could do Chicago has that Miracle Mile.
Magnificent,
I think,
Mile. Or is it the Miracle Mile? Maybe I thought it was Magnificent Mile. Is it? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
of
something
it's
else.
Both. I think it is Magnificent. You're right.
Magnificent. Right. Yes, Magnificent. Yes. Thank you.
Somewhere else is a miracle. Yes.
Exactly. That's what you run in 4 minutes, I think. I don't know.
But there's just a lot of really cool holiday things that I think they could, you know, venture around the country and get shots of. Over in the Magic Kingdom, I think that you could do a PhilharMagic for the holidays. I think that would be lots of smells and sights and, you know, really cool ways to, you know, bring in the holidays to that attraction. At the studios, I think that you could do Beauty and the Beast and maybe pull in that. Remember they did that holiday movie?
Oh, yeah.
Belle's Magical Christmas, you know, do something like that. I mean, that show could use a little sprucing anyways, so I think that would be a really cool thing to give it a holiday theme. And then at Animal Kingdom, I think that they could do a Nemo in show, like a Nemo Celebrates the Holidays or something like that. I think just because there's few attractions that you can really change significantly, although you could, you know, go ahead and bring back the Yeti for Christmas, you know, make him or something. But I was thinking that probably wasn't realistic, and I was trying to kind of be realistic, so I thought maybe the emo show could do it. You know, I guess maybe the Lion King, somehow you could do something. There's probably one of those made-for-TV movies where they brought the Lion King folks in for the holidays. But, you know, I think Nemo would be a cool way to do it because I really like the production. The theater is nice and large. And it would just give them a new way to use Nemo in the park. So that is definitely one of the first things that I would do. Then I think one of the other things I really want to see them do, I would love if they would do this, is how they have the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Well, I would really love to see a party like that at Hollywood Studios. And basically because they already have the Osborne lights. And I think Hollywood Studios is one of those parks that looks, you know, 10 times better at night than it does during the day. Not that it doesn't look good during the day, because it does. But it looks so great at night that this is just, you know, would be the perfect opportunity to really showcase all the things that make Hollywood Studios so great at night. And I think that they could do a lot of the same stuff that they do at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, but it would just add some of the little, you know, some holiday magic there too. And a few new shows there, you know, maybe around the tree, that there's that tree that's outside of the parks. That would be kind of cool to have something going on out there, do some few things inside. I think that there's a lot of possibilities there to do. So that's something else. And finally, I would like to see some more holiday dining events at the parks. There just really aren't that many. You know, they do some special meals, but I would like to see like maybe more than a dessert party that looks over at the Magic Kingdom fireworks, like maybe a whole meal. And I would love to see it encompass the whole magic memories in you. That has a great holiday theme. And would be something that people would really enjoy. So I would just like to see that in all the parks and the resorts, some holiday events, like maybe, you know, Christmas dinner someplace on Christmas Eve, or a more traditional, you know, dinner. And I think you could theme it really well in some of the Epcot restaurants, like think of the more traditional UK Christmas dinners. I think that that may be something they could offer at Rose and Crown. And I feel like that's something that people would really enjoy. But they could do that at many of the countries there. And it would be a great way to learn a little about the country, see how they celebrate the holidays, would kind of fit in with the holidays around the world theme that they have at Epcot. So those are my ideas.
Man, my head's about to explode. You had so many ideas. Kidding. Seriously.
I mean, great ideas.
We were talking about this, you know, through email and stuff. And then, you know, I mean, Disney should hire you as like the CEO of the holiday season. I mean, right there.
I'm ready. I'm not going to be through shopping, you know, on July 4th, like Debbie is. But if someone else can implement these, I'll be happy to think of them all day.
You know, those are great ideas, though, because I've always thought that, you know, you have Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which is, you know, wildly popular. It's a very popular event. It's got a, you know, a lot of pluses to it. But why are they scared to do an event like that? You said at the studios or maybe even Epcot, because, you know, then you have limited capacity, but you're paying a premium for some experiences you may not have during the typical operational hours. So you might have, you know, those storytellers, but you might get something from each of the storytellers. Or, you know, instead of like cookies and hot cocoa, maybe you have something just a little bit different in each country around World Showcase, a traditional snack that's included in the price. But, I'm right with you, Pam, where I think that Disney should maybe think about branching out. As much as some people hate the hard ticket events, because it does cut into your touring if you're not going to do any of them, but why not try one at a different park?
Exactly. I know, and there's just so much. I think that I understand the resistance to the hard ticket events, but to me, there are so many opportunities for a different kind of magic there, and I love any opportunity to do that. I mean, you know, I probably wouldn't do it every year, but maybe I do it most years, and I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, Debbie, I know this is your favorite time of year, so how would you plus the holidays?
It isn't, since I'll be through Christmas shopping by July 4th. one of my favorite things that I like to do, and especially let's just take the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I want to bring something back that is a nice souvenir. And Disney, please listen hard. I can't stand as cheap as some of the stuff is as they've been putting out. I don't get it. I know several years ago, I got this really pretty T-shirt that was just really neat that had, you know, something from Animal Kingdom. But the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, a couple of years ago, I went and the little tea set they had looked like something from the dollar store, and it was not a dollar. And they had some cheesy little T-shirt. It's like, I want something quality that you can take home and be proud of to say, here's where I was at. Check this out. So I think focusing on the merchandise, plusing that a little bit more, because you do want to bring back something nice. But I'm telling you, people were just walking by looking at it going, "Ew, whatever." Instead of going, "Wow, I've got to have that. It's a wowzer." I think it would be also kind of cool that when you come in to the turnstiles at the party, I think, and even maybe during, like, let's say Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, they hand you like a little candy cane. So you can kind of walk to the park eating a little candy cane. You know, something fun like that. Or having, like, at the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, how they have the different bins of candy is maybe having different stations with like little candy canes or some kind of little Christmas, those little Christmas ribbons, you know, maybe like if they're a little special package. Something fun where you could kind of walk through the park and kind of have some traditional candy to chomp on. Of course, for diabetics, you might want to have some little pieces of fruit or something fun like that. But you know, just something different, because especially when you're going and paying for the hard tickets, it's like, what am I? Yes, you do get a lot for that, but it's like, I want more. Another thing I would do is I would have a gingerbread house. You know how like they have your little cookies and cocoa? I would have them have a gingerbread house there, and then have them give you like a shingle from the house. Not just a cookie, but give you a nice big shingle to kind of walk around and have a little piece of the gingerbread shingle to walk around with.
You're all about getting those shingles from the gingerbread house.
The crazy part is that I'm not super fond of the taste of the shingles themselves, but I think with the reason for this, you know, the season and all of that, and being right there with the snow on Main Street, I think that would be kind of offset the taste of the cookie.
You don't like it.
I'm not really fond of those shingles, but that's okay.
But, you know, you're doing it for the atmosphere. You're not doing it for the taste. I like that.
No. I am. Thank you. And I think it would be cool. I know that they already have the Yuletide tour, but I think that if Disney stepped it up and did an extra tour with maybe letting you do something where you could take it home with you, like even if it's from like inside their big, massive warehouse of all these decorations, it's maybe give you a hot glue gun and maybe a couple little, like an ornament thing, or put together a ribbon or something and take that back with you instead of, I mean, they gave you a little piece of cookie the size of a button, you know, on the tour, but I wanted to bring something back with me to say, I made this from the Disney warehouse that makes all these really cool decorations that are all over the parks. So something neat like that as well.
You know, that's a great point, Debbie. And it's to kind of go along with that last point you just made, that here in St. Louis, and I know around the Midwest, there's these places called Bass Pro Shops, which is basically, it's kind of like a camping and hunting sporting goods big store. But they have this place called Santa's Magical Workshop or something like that. And everything in there is free. And the kids can go in and ride these little rides and shoot little like air BB guns. But the thing is, you get a picture with Santa for free. And you also get to make a craft. Like Mallory and her friend went the other evening and they made this little Santa out of like a fishing bobber, like those red and white bobbers.
Cute.
And I mean, it's the cutest little thing,
oh,
and it's free.
Cute.
It was super cute, but it was absolutely free, even the picture. And you got to think about, I mean, especially at these hard ticket events, people are really, especially the last few years, looking at what you're getting in return for that. You know, unfortunately now it's like $60 or more, you know, I mean, that's, that's a hard pill to swallow, especially with a family of four. I mean, you're talking, what could you do with $250? Even if they're like setting up like a little area where kids can do, like you said, or even adults, like you said, in the warehouse, just to like make and take a little ornament or some kind of little craft, maybe a little wreath you could put on your bedroom door. I think people see value in that. And I think that the cost that Disney would have to invest in that's minimal. I mean, you'd have cast members there to kind of guide the kids and the adults through making the things. But I think, again, like you said, Debbie, people like to take stuff home. And what do? When you get home, you share it off and you're telling people what a great time you had down at Walt Disney World.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's the point, you know, because, I mean, you do spend an obscene amount of money on these hard tickets, and then all of a sudden, it's like, what do you, I mean, yes, you have the memories. I understand that. But it's like, what do you really have to show for it? You know, it's like, I'm paying all this money, and okay, well, that was fun, but, like, at least at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, you come back with a bag of candy. You don't right. do that at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party unless you stuff a bunch of cookies in your shirt, you know?
Ziploc bags, Debbie, and, Ziploc and bags. Take them with you. Take a doggy bag. Nice. All right, Ricky, so what do you have? How would you plus the holidays down at Walt Disney World?
Well, I kind of have bits and pieces that, you know, kind of go around with what everybody else was saying. You know, like Debbie, I was thinking of something to plus the Christmas party. And there's really not a very good, you know, high quality show, really. I know that they have the Stitches, whatever thing in Tomorrowland, totally tubular Tomorrowland. I don't even know what it is. But anyway, you know, they used to have a long time ago, the Mickey, you know, Twas the Night Before Christmas or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it would be really great to see something like that, which is super easy. You know, it's a really kind of easy thing, you know, to get back in, or, you know, to do like the telling of the like Mickey's Christmas Carol, you know, or something along those lines. Just add some more show elements to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And, you know, I really think that it would definitely enhance the party and would fix some of the issues that I think that we and other people have with it. And Debbie, I was right along with you. You know, that was originally one of the things that I thought of, was give people more than a cookie for, you know, the Christmas party, because that's just, I mean, you can only eat so many cookies in a night. And I know that, you know, with candy, you can only eat so many pieces of candy during the night too. But at least with the candy, like you said, you can take the candy home with you. The cookies, unless you've got a Ziploc bag with you and you're thinking ahead of time, you're not taking those cookies home. Or, you know,
bring a Tupperware.
Right, exactly. You know what you should. You know, but you can't take home the hot chocolate. You can't, you know, so, you know, it's just, it's not as easily accessible, I don't think. And I think that, you know, I know that I have not been to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and this is one of the reasons why. I just don't think that there's enough value necessarily. Yes, I want to go at one point just to see what it's like, but I don't think there's enough value necessarily to keep going back over and over again, you know, like I do with Mickey's Not So Scary. So, you know, I definitely think that they should make some major tweaks to the Christmas party.
You know, like the hot cocoa, like you mentioned, Ricky, all they'd have to do is get like a small little, like a little Christmassy cup. This is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on. It may not be fancy, but you can keep getting refills with that cup. But that cup you can take home with you.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea, Debbie. I love that. That's so smart. Yeah, definitely. So just little souvenir-y things like that. Perfect idea. So another thing that I was thinking of, and this kind of goes back to what Pam was talking about doing something at DHS, you know, kind of whether they do it in conjunction with a special party or whether they do it all on their own, I would like to see a Christmas parade there. I think that it would be really a good idea. You know, they have the parade, and yeah, it's fine and dandy. But, you know, all the other parks, minus Epcot, have a Christmas version of the parade. And I would really like to see a even bigger Christmas parade. You know, add new floats in at Hollywood Studios. Add different stuff. I really think that it would be a really good idea to do that. And, you know, even more. And, you know, maybe update the... I know, Debbie, I'm going to say it and you're going to hate it. Update the Jam and Jingle Jungle Parade, too. You know, it would be nice to see a little bit of some updates to it. Whereas, you know, with the Jam and Jungle Jingle whatever parade, they really just decorate the floats and nuts that are already there, and that's kind of pretty much it. You know, I just like to see something a little different. You know, that would be kind of nice.
That would be cool. That's a great idea.
The last thing that I'm going to suggest, and I think this is something that is on everybody's minds, I think they need to do a lot more with Epcot in the way of decor. You know, they got rid of the Lights of Winter. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. I mean, it's been... 2-3 years, we're still talking about it. So obviously something's missing. You know what I'm saying? So especially in the Future World area, I just feel like, you know, I feel like there's a little more decor in World Showcase, but in Future World, it does not seem very Christmassy there. It seems okay. It seems just kind of sterile in a way. You know, it doesn't say you could be walking into the park, you know, in the middle of July and you wouldn't know that it was Christmas. You know, it just doesn't feel very Christmassy to me. So I would really love to see, you know, especially Future World, really get in on the action a little bit more. You know, put up something like, you know, Lights of Winter, or do something, you know, just try and do something at Epcot, because yeah, you have Candlelight Processional and that's great, you know, but people are really looking forward to seeing how the lights, you know, that's why they go over to Hollywood Studios and that's why they go to the Magic Kingdom to see the castle lights. You know, something like this would really draw people over even more so, you know, and I just really would like to see Future World a little more Christmas upped. So.
Yeah, I know. And you know what, Ricky? They did used to have a holiday parade at Hollywood Studios.
See? Exactly. Bring it back. Why are you taking away all the holiday stuff?
They
what
did.
What is your problem with the holidays? I mean,
they did. And it was fun, too. It was really kind of a fun parade. But yeah.
Right. I mean, there's just so many things that they, you know, that were so great that they would do for the holidays, like, you know, Country Bear Christmas. I mean, you know, haven't done that in probably 10 years, it feels like. So, you know, it's little things like that that just really help to make the experience better. While they may not think that it's doing much, it really does help to make the Christmas experience a lot better.
Yeah, because it's in the little details, really, around the holidays. I mean, it's, you know, we get a kick out of seeing a wreath that's in the shape of a Mickey. I mean, as minor as that sounds in the overall scheme of things, in the Disney company, the Disney Parks company, You can only take away so many of those things before you can start to notice it. Like you said,
right,
with Future World, I mean, it wouldn't take a lot. I mean, okay, we need to build a bridge and get over the Lights of Winter. They're not coming
right,
back. I mean,
exactly. They're not going to bring it back.
They're not. But I mean, they could do a few minor things to really kind of spruce up the mood of Future World. You know, to let you know, guess what? It's holiday season. It's not July, like you said.
Right. I mean, it would be just so nice to just see just a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, and I have to say that, I mean, I understand that they were saying that it would have taken whatever to repair the Lights of Winter, but if I can go to my local Walgreens and buy, like, lights that can blink on and off in time to the music, why can't Disney World do, you know, Lights of Winter? I never understood that, but I mean...
Or just something that would replace it or something, you know, but they just...
Something, yeah.
They just... Like you said, they just keep taking the Christmas stuff away, and it's just like, no, bring it back. That's why people are making special trips to come down there. You know, they're taking the time, and a lot of us are, you know, taking extra trips just to see the holidays. And the more you add, the more money you'll get out of us. So, in my opinion, anyway.
Absolutely.
I mean, you gotta go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Well, you got to give people a reason, because the holiday trips are usually... I mean, for a lot of people, it's an additional trip. It's not taking the place of the spring break trip or the summer trip. It's, you know, if there's X, Y, and Z that you can only see from Thanksgiving to the beginning of the new year, I mean, that gives people, like you said, it drives people down to Walt Disney World. I mean, look how busy it is during that time.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You're exactly right.
And one thing I would love to see is, I know that they have, like, the snow on Main Street, and all it is like Mr. Bubble. I would love to see real snow machines pushing out little snow, so you'd have real snowflakes falling.
Okay.
It would definitely taste better, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Mr. Bubble's not very tasty. You're right. I did try that.
Right.
I'm stupid. So before I give my last, my couple, which are pretty pathetic compared to all the thought you guys gave,
yours, sure,
mine are so sad. But so, Pam, I am curious, though, about this parade that was at the studios. I was unaware that there was a Christmas parade. What was the theme? I mean, was it... I mean, I was kind of imagining, as Ricky was saying this, not knowing there was a parade there at one point, of kind of like a Hollywood and old, you know, like a 20s, 30s style Hollywood starlets and stars type of Christmas parade. But I mean, what was it like, you know, the old one?
It was the stars and motor cars parade that had, it got like... I think they called it like a holiday, you know, Hollywood holiday parade or something like that. And they had the stars and motor cars vehicles, but they kind of spruced them up for the holidays. And like all of the characters were in their like Christmas wear. So Mickey and Minnie would have Christmas outfits on, and they came out in this car that had, you know, wreaths on it and stuff like that. And all the cars were kind of decorated for the holidays. They even had the Muppet stuff. That's kind of what made me think about it, because I remember the Muppets being one of the cars. And like Bear in the Big Blue House when he was still there. And, you know, even Hades from Hercules, he had a car. Oh, and I remember one of the last years that was there, Lilo and Stitch had a holiday car and it had snow on it, but then they still had the surfboards and stuff. So it was really cute. So, like, you know, kind of like how each of the resorts decorates for the holidays and each of the resorts puts their own little spin on the holiday decorations. It was the same way with the cars. Like, on Ariel's car, you know, the decorations on her greenery would be, of course, seashells and stuff like that. You know, they just did a really kind of cute job at that. And I remember that we would watch this parade, you know, and sometimes we don't always watch all of the parades, but this was part of our holiday tradition. We would go and see this parade, and it kind of made for, you know, a nice day, because there was, you know, it had something else to do there. And at the end, the very last car was Santa. And, you know, that just takes me right back to, like, the holiday parades, you know, when they were on TV, because, you know, when we were kids, we always watched the parade up until Santa was there. I mean, Santa was the last thing on, and this is how this parade was too. So brought a little nostalgia there as well. But it was really cool. I wish they, you know, I wish they would do it again.
Yeah, it sounds great. You know, I wish they would bring some of those things back, because, you know, I think Disney sometimes, as much as they do emphasize memories and stuff like that in their campaigns, I don't think that they realize that traditions are a huge part of the folks. And again, we know we're kind of the minority of their marketing, you know, campaign. They want people to come down for their first time. They're not so much marketing to all of us who are going to go anyway. But traditional things need to stick around. I mean, Lights of Winter was a traditional thing for a lot of people.
Especially with the holidays. Mm-hmm. That's a big tradition time, you know? So you're definitely right with that.
All right. Well, my last two do tie into the big man, and I'm not talking about Mickey Mouse this time. I'm talking about Mr. Santa Claus, who I hope is good to me here in a week or so. But my one that I was thinking, my first one was, it'd be kind of cool to have, like, themed cruises out on Seven Seas Lagoon or Bay Lake, or maybe even, you know, like, kind of like they do the Illuminations cruise, like with Santa Claus, where, you know, your family could rent a pontoon boat and ride around Santa for an hour. I mean, how cool would that be to get, like, informal pictures with Santa? Maybe he's the captain of the boat even. I don't know. Or maybe he just gets to chill with you. I mean, that'd be kind of unusual, but I thought that might, I guess you'd have to watch it. Like, you know, there's only one Santa, so he'd have to kind of spread himself around the resort. But I think that might be a unique offering where Disney could, you know, even make more revenue.
I love that.
That's a great idea.
All right, my last one, again, deals with Santa. I think that they should have, and I think Pam kind of talked about this, but have, you know, dinners and breakfasts and lunches with Santa around the resorts, you know, where, you know, you could have the Hawaiian version of Santa over at Ohana, you know, or maybe or Kona, you know, you could have, I mean, just with all the resort themes, it doesn't matter what they are, you know, you could have like a lumberjack Santa out over at Whispering Canyon. But, I mean, you know, included in your price of dinner, you get a picture with Santa. And I think, you know, it's kind of like a character meal where he comes around to the tables, however it would work, but it would give more value for people to seek out those meals.
Well, along those lines, you know, it just made me think about it. You know how they have all the great characters for the Christmas parade, you know, like the reindeer and the gingerbread man and, you know, stuff like that. Include them in with a breakfast or, you know, character meal with Santa. I think that would be a great idea. Put it at, you know, like, somewhere like Liberty Tree Tavern, which used to have a character meal. And I think that's a really good idea, you know?
Yeah,
character meal with holiday. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Make those gingerbread men and reindeer work more than once a year, man. Let's
get
them out there.
And, you know, I don't think the, you know, the toy soldiers, I don't think that's going to go over real well. But, you know, the gingerbread men and reindeer, they'll probably get a little bit easier to be able to.
That'd be funny. They're trying to sign, you know, some kid's autograph book and no go. My joints don't work here. It's kind of like me in the morning. I'm just like a wooden soldier in the wintertime in the morning. You know, I only move like a robot. That's it. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show. And again, we want to hear what you think about ways to plus the holiday experience down at Walt Disney World. Let us know over on our Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, over on the forums at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums, where we talk Disney all day, every day. Don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by the great folks over at touringplans.com. And like I said in the ad read, don't get somebody a chia pet. You know, I didn't say that in the ad read, but I'm telling you, if you need a last minute gift for a Disney fan, seriously, a touringplans.com premium subscription, it is so inexpensive, and it's going to be a way to tell the Disney fan in your life that you want them to have a better trip next time. You're going to give them information. It's very easy to take care of. It'd be a great last minute gift. Just check it out over at touringplans.com. Don't forget to check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And of course, each day we're playing a block of solid Walt Disney World Christmas music to spice up your day, to bring that holiday cheer into your home or maybe your car, wherever you are with your smartphone. So check us out again over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Don't forget the next Be Our Guest podcast live show comes your way on Sunday evening, December 18th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central over at Magical Mouse Radio. And we'll be talking about the holidays down at Walt Disney World. We'll have a lot of fun just talking about all the latest news in the Disney community. You know, GoWall is going away, apparently. Facebook bought them a couple weeks ago. We have the RFID ticket testing over at Epcot we could talk about. There's lots going on. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So give us a call. Again, it's December 18th, Sunday night, over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Don't forget, the newest version of the Be Our Guest podcast Trip Planner app is out there for all iOS devices, and it now includes the Dream Catcher. I love that. The Dream Catcher. And what that is, again, it's a way that we can share our photos when you're down at Walt Disney World. You know, you can snap a photo within the app there or share any existing photos that are on your phone or iPod or iPad, and we can all see them and kind of spread the magic of Disney. And again, big thanks to our developer, Josh, for putting that together. It's going to be a lot of fun that, I don't get to go back to Walt Disney World till June, so I'm looking forward to seeing everyone's pictures from the holiday season down at Walt Disney World. So do download the newest update. It's free. It's in the App Store. It's called the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app, and it's going to be a lot of fun sharing those pictures. So we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. We thank you so much for downloading the show and spending the last 36 minutes with us. We love talking Disney with you. And hey, if you want to talk Disney, I think we're caught up now. I'd love to have you on a Monday show. So just shoot me an email at mike@brguestpodcast.com, and we'll sit down, talk Disney, and record a Monday show. We love having our friends on the podcast. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike saying have a great weekend, stay safe, and enjoy this wonderful time of year. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.